Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. Police are investigating a shooting that left an 18-month-old boy and his uncle injured in East Germantown last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports it happened during a violent and deadly weekend in Philadelphia.
In all, police say seven people were killed in the city and several others were wounded. In many of these cases, Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says the criminals were trying to go after someone in particular.
Sometimes they don't even get that right. You know what I mean? They target somebody else, and you look at yesterday's instance where, you know, they're targeting one person and an 18-month-old gets shot.
The boy was in his 26-year-old uncle's arms as they were shot on East Pastoria Street, not far from Germantown and Washington Lane. At around 5 o'clock last night, police say somebody drove up and fired away, with the uncle being the intended target. Police say the child suffered a graze wound and will recover. It could have been much worse had his uncle not been trying to shield him. He is expected to be okay, too. Now, who did this and why exactly? Police are trying to figure that all out. With massive wildfires causing historic levels of damage in Australia, some are wondering if similar devastation could happen here. That question was put to those who deal with wildfires in New Jersey Pinelands. The answer from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Gregory McLaughlin is the Forest Fire Service Chief in New Jersey. He hesitates when asked the question point blank, given the similarity on the ground with not just tall trees, but a good deal of shrubbery that can easily become fuel for a fire.
They act like a one continuous shrub. So the fire can move quickly from the ground to the treetop and become a rolling crown fire.
He suggests exercising precautionary efforts, like clearing brush around homes in the Pine Barrens, help to control the threat. But there are still about 1,000 wildfires every year in the area. The vast majority kept to under a half acre thanks to increased monitoring and quick action techniques. He says taking action before a fire starts is the best way to avoid disaster. Another phase of a road construction project in Norristown gets underway today, meaning the start of another long-term detour. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Starting today, PennDOT says there will be flaggers on Markley Street in Norristown near Main Street as they get started on the next phase of improvements on Markley. 2 weeks from now, Markley Street will be closed to northbound traffic for the next 2 years from Main Street to Elm.
Traffic coming into Norristown on Route 202 from King of Prussia will either be detoured onto DeKalb Street or Bridgeport, or motorists will have to turn left or right on Main Street. Southbound 202, which follows Markley Street, will not be affected. Now, the project will rebuild Markley Street and widen it to add a middle turn in parts, and it will build a sidewalk to finally connect SEPTA Regional Rail Main Street and Elm Street stations. PennDOT says they're also adding technology called ITS, Intelligent Transportation System. So traffic lights along that stretch of 202 can communicate with each other to improve traffic flow. 2020 marks the 50th year since the Earth Day, and as KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports, a local museum is spending the whole year helping people understand how small habits can have a big impact on the environment.
The Academy of Natural Sciences has launched a year-long initiative to show how everyday choices can affect the environment. Chief Operating Officer Lisa Miller.
We came up with a campaign saying that small actions can spark big changes, and we're asking people to share what they do individually to inspire others.
Museum scientist Stephanie Kroll says it's a valid concern.
We've lost about 60% of our wildlife over the last 40 years, and that's even worse in the oceans, and it's the worst in our freshwater habitat.
And so, around the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, the museum will be partnering with United by Blue to do some river cleanups in March, April, and May. A 13-year-old celebrity chef served handmade desserts to Holocaust survivors. KYW Charlotte Reese reports it was part of his mitzvah project to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
Haverford 7th grader Avner Schwartz is a current contestant on the Food Network's Kids Baking Championship.
So I thought maybe I could combine baking and my mitzvah together, so I decided to bake for Holocaust survivors.
Schwartz served Jewish apple cake and cookies at the Jewish Family and Children's Services Center in Balakinwood yesterday. Carly Brusky is director of the Holocaust Survivor Support Program.
The survivors love intergenerational programming, so having a kid here just makes them really happy.
Holocaust Remembrance Day is January 27th. The next episode of Kids Baking Championship airs tonight at 9 on Food Network. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.